Hi there, we really hope you enjoy this teaching from The Message. To find out more about all the exciting things we're doing and how you can get involved, check out our website, message.org.uk.
Throughout the Bible, there are many incidences where people have invited people into their homes for just a moment, but it turns out to be a life-changing, ministry-defining moment. Read Genesis 18, where Abraham invites the three men in, washes their feet and feeds them, and he's told about the son that he's going to have in his old age. But he also gets to bargain with the three men about the destruction of Sodom. Or Joshua 2, when Rahab invites the Israelite spies into her house, gives them shelter, but then bargains with them about saving. And she gets saved, her household gets saved, and she gets put into the lineage of Jesus Christ. 1 Kings 17, where the widow takes Elijah in during the drought and feeds him. And then in turn, see God provides for her, her son, and Elijah throughout the whole drought. And also gets to see her son raised to life after he dies. There's so many examples. And our scripture today from Acts 18, there is another example of someone being taken in, but then having a life-changing, ministry-defining moment. Acts 18, 24. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him into their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. When Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers and sisters encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. When he arrived, he was great help to those who by grace had believed, for he vigorously refuted his Jewish opponents in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah. Quite a simple passage. Apollos, a well-learned man from Alexandria's city in Egypt, finds himself in Ephesus. And even though he only knows the baptism of John, which is different from the baptism that Jesus taught about, which not only included the repentance of sin, but believing in the Godhead, being baptized into the Godhead and being filled with the Holy Spirit, Apollos still used his gifting and his eloquent speech and knowledge of the scripture to talk about Jesus accurately. And one day as he's doing this, Priscilla and Aquila walk by. Now, these guys are originally from Corinth, but they're in Ephesus at the moment because they came on a mission trip with Paul. And they hear Apollos and they invite him into their home. And this act of hospitality gave them the opportunity to explain to Apollos the way of God more adequately. We don't know what was said to him then, but we do know that things changed after that moment. He changed location. He changed his preaching, and he was more effective in his preaching. He moves from Ephesus to Achaia. He preaches and teaches now in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he is not only using scripture to accurately teach about Jesus, but by using them to prove that Jesus is the Messiah. There's a change in his preaching, and it is bearing fruit. There's no fruit recorded of Apollos' time in Ephesus, but we know through Paul's writing in 1 Corinthians that Apollos was fruitful in Corinth. You can read that in 1 Corinthians 3. Perhaps at the home of Aquila and Priscilla, Apollos got baptized in the Godhead and received the Holy Spirit for himself, taking his ministry from just a knowledge-based ministry and accurate teaching of Jesus to a ministry full of the Holy Spirit. Maybe he was taught by them about Christ being the Messiah, which in turn led him to receive Christ as the Messiah, which then changed the way he preached and saw Jesus Christ. We don't know, but I do believe that the invitation to the home was a life-changing, ministry-defining moment for him as he changed location, as his preaching became more powerful, his outlook on who Jesus was changed, and there's evidence of his fruit and ministry. And this is exciting. Because in 2022, we have so many opportunities to invite people into our homes, creating life-changing, ministry-defining moments. So many people are being displaced around the world through one reason or another and are seeking refuge. The question is, will you invite them in? It's amazing hearing the stories from our friends in Germany, Sven and the team over there who have invited many Ukrainian people in. Let me read some of the stories. This is from Sven. We've been praying about how we can help those fleeing Ukraine, and God has been making a way through many of our different connections for this to happen. Every day for the last month, people have been arriving, desperately needing accommodation, support, transport, and we're seeing God move and perform miracles. Every day. A year ago, a couple we know felt led by God to convert a youth hostel as they felt he was going to use it. Faithfully, they did this and filled it with food. As soon as they heard about the refugee crisis, they flung open their doors, and we've been able to give families we're working with somewhere to stay. Already 100 Ukrainian families have come and found a safe place to stay. One of those staying there was Iona, who came with her little boy. As we got her a room at the youth hostel and we got to know her, we shared the gospel with her. Classic Sven, classic message. But she was very closed off to hearing about it and was desperate to make her way to a bigger city where she thought she'd be able to get the help she needed. The next day, as I drove her to Lixbags to drop her at the train station, I prayed that Iona would have an encounter with Jesus and experience his love. After saying goodbye, I felt like I should go inside the station and check on her. When I got inside, she spotted me and rushed over, saying she changed her mind and wanted to be in a big city and wanted to come back to the youth hostel. She said, "I understand now that you really want to help and serve us." As we drove back, Iona shared her story and was more open to hearing all about Jesus. Conversations are continuing each time we see each other. There's another lady called Bipa, someone else who needed help. She fled Ukraine but was really sick with cancer and desperately needed medical help. As I prayed with her, I felt God tell me to call a doctor friend of mine who was able to connect me with a cancer specialist in the city. Miraculously, this cancer specialist spoke Russian and was able to listen to Bipa's concerns, and she's already been able to start her treatment. We prayed and God made a way. Simply inviting people in is opening so many life-changing, ministry-defining moments. Maybe for some reason or another, you can't invite a refugee in. What about a child? As many of you know, as part of Festival Manchester, we are partnering with Home for Good, trying to house 500 children through adopting, fostering, and lodging. Could you invite them in and create a life-changing moment? I would love to stand here and say that I've fostered somebody or adopted somebody, but I haven't. But what I have been a part of was a family that used to take a load of people in. This was good for them, not so good for me, because I used to get the smaller bedroom. We keep it moving. But what it did birth in me was a heart to also have people in my house. So when I got my house in Manchester, I opened up my house to people. Some of them paid money, some of them didn't. There was one guy in particular, he was young, and he liked to use my clothes, okay? A bit different, a bit weird. I am very OCD with my clothes. I like to keep my whites whites, my blacks blacks, colours colours, right? But he just used my clothes so liberally. And there was one day where he took my new white Vans. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, indeed. He took them. And now, to keep my clothes clean, I don't really wear white clothing in the rain and in the mud. It was a rainy, muddy day. And it looked like, when I got home and saw my new, not white Vans anymore, but full of mud, it looked like he had just taken them and jumped in as many mud puddles as he could. It's not easy having people around. There was another lodger I had who decided that he wanted to learn a new instrument whilst living in my house. Now, I don't know whether any of you have been around people learning instruments. It's not the nicest of sounds. Pling, plong, plong, pling, pling, not the best. Now, I'm driving home after a long, stressful day, and I'm plaited by evening. Chicken wings, popcorn, watch The Lion King, and chill out. That's what I wanted to do. I open up my front door, what am I greeted with? My guy learning to play the guitar. Bing, pong, ping. And then he starts to sing. God, bing, bing, beep, 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 with. And The Lion King no longer was watched. Popcorn was no longer had. Chicken wings no longer had. And it was not a chill evening. It's not easy having people in your homes, but we should do it. Invite them in. Invite them in. Now, it might be a big stretch inviting a child in, adopting somebody, fostering somebody might be a big stretch. As I said, having a refugee, but the spectrum for inviting them in is vast, it's varied. It don't have to be a lodger or a stayer, it could just be for a meal. To teach them, to create a life-changing, ministry-defining moment. I'm convinced through reading my Bible that we must do it. God in the Old Testament, when he was talking to the Israelites and giving them the new law, he talked a lot about the strangers and how they should be treated. Jesus in Matthew 25 talks about it as well when he's talking about the sheep and the goats. And he says, when I was a stranger and you took me in, that's where you cared for me. And that's how you're going to be defined. And they say to him, when did we see you naked? When did we see you as a stranger? When you did it for the least of these, you did it for me. Life-changing moments. Life-changing ministry-defining moments and opportunities are available to us. The question is, are we going to invite them in? Father God, thank you for your word to us. Would you help us to obey? Would you help us to follow your example and your heart of inviting people in? And would we continue to love and not neglect to show hospitality to a stranger? Would we invite them in and create life-changing ministry moments for people? Amen.
Don't forget to check out message.org.uk to find out how you can support our work or even get involved with one of our teams. We also have another podcast called The Flow Podcast, where we share stories and testimonies of the amazing things that God's doing in people's lives. Search for The Flow Podcast on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.